Time for our elementary update. And then from Jefferson Elementary, Coldwater School District, we welcome in Principal Pete Rogovich. Busy time of year for any school right now. You're kind of in the stretch run to the end of the year. Does it feel kind of strange to start doing that countdown to you know, the final days?
It does. Thanks, Ken, for having me again. Always a pleasure to be here. It seems like there's never a shortage of things to do, things to prepare for. You know, we even started looking towards next year in February, you know, once we started getting back from winter break and all those days, you know, due to weather. So,
and actually right now it's kind of making that transition time for first graders coming over to your building next year, right?
Correct. Yep. In contact with Michelle Pratt, Larson's principal, to schedule some days for those first graders to come over and take a look at our building, ones that might not be familiar with it. And then actually next week we have our third graders heading out to Lakeland to see Mr. Dancer and Lakeland Elementary. So they'll be doing that, splitting the days. Four classes going on Monday the 28th and three on the 30th on Wednesday. So,
okay. Yep. So with this the class structure like that, what do you tell parents or those, you know, incoming second graders coming to Jefferson?
It's more about kind of the familiarity of the building, layout, where the buses come, where drop-off pickup is, you know, where kind of second grade classes will be, what they can expect, music, art, things like that. So just kind of getting them acclimated. So when they come in August for open house and then September, they're ready to hit the ground running and are familiar with the building.
And what about your third graders going out the door? What are you telling them?
Same thing. We want them to be productive, academic and socially citizens out at Lakeland, kind of taking the things that they learned from Jefferson and applying them with Lakeland's Cardinal Pride PBIS. So we've only got to have some of those third graders for 1 year, but I think they've really acclimated well and looking forward to their success out at Lakeland.
Have you seen growth in the classroom with the kids and also, I guess, maybe even with your teachers now, having that collaboration of having this, you know, the second and third grade teachers, all the group right there in one building?
Very much so. I think you look at how we're structuring the professional learning communities and how we're taking that next year kind of with early release Wednesdays. And really, you truly see the years of experience that they bring. And if they don't have the years of experience, the newer teachers learning from that, from the experience of other teachers, and having that collaborative time to work in the best interests of students, having those conversations, having those discussions about what worked with certain students, what didn't work, and then what are we doing about it to make sure that they're learning.
All right. An important time of day for the kids is right at the very beginning, starting the day. And you've actually started this week a new program with Chartwell's, Breakfast in the Classrooms.
Correct. We were in my discussions not only with teachers and feeling a need for our students who were still hungry, you know, at 9:30, at 10 o'clock, who hadn't had breakfast. So in conjunction with the teachers and working in union with Tamara Santor over at Chartwell's, we were able to pilot this program. Yesterday was our first day, so we kind of put it in the newsletter and robocalls last week that we wouldn't have breakfast in the cafeteria, that it would be pushed into classrooms. And the numbers I got from Ms. Santora over at Chartwell's were that, you know, on typically an average day, we serve 150, and yesterday we were up to 321 students who had breakfast. So that's 76% of our population, so we're ecstatic about that.
Well, and again, sometimes it's not necessarily, you know, a problem of, you know, not having the money at home or anything. It's some of the behavior, and any parents, if your kids, you're busy, you're getting out the door, kids, oh, I don't want anything for breakfast. You know, they say that at 7:30, mm-hmm. but again, like I said, by 9:30, they're starving, and if their stomach's growling, they're not concentrating on their work.
No question. And, you know, they say it's the most important meal of the day, and I would agree with that. And so the other thing that you have now with nicer weather coming and having some of that nice weather already is that, you know, they want to be outside playing. So at what point do they take the responsibility to come into the cafeteria and have that breakfast when, you know, it's 70 degrees outside in the morning and you want that free time before you get into class? It looks like it's going to be a win-win. Students get that extra play time as it gets nice in the morning. And also then they get fed before they start their academics.
Give a little fuel for the day.
Fuel for the day.
There you go. It's a fun fair time coming up for you guys, what, this Friday?
Yep, our annual fun fair this Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. So families are welcome. We have wristbands for sale, $10 prior to, and we'll be selling those after school this week and have been. And then those bands are $12 at the door, which gets you all the games and bounce houses and everything else. So silent auctions and tricky tray raffles and food. So we welcome everyone to come on out.
Any particular highlights, like, you know, pie in the face for the principal or anything?
there is an auction. Only for lunch with the principal. I haven't seen any kind of flying objects at me since last year with water balloons. So not opposed to it, within reason. So.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of the school year.
Great. Thanks again for having me.
Pete Rogovich, principal at Jefferson Elementary, with us on this edition of our Elementary Update.